This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is this a song of the offseason?
Yeah, this it was Fleetwood Mac, right? Yeah.
What have you thought
this
of
this? This is from their one of the greatest albums ever made, I do believe.
Rumors.
I can't remember the name. Rumors.
Yeah.
Thank you. I couldn't remember the name
they're
of the album.
They're all breakup songs.
Yeah, because they
broke up.
The story, the Fleetwood Mac story is phenomenal. This album was made.
I got to say, Hughes, not football knowledge today, has been off the charts.
Yeah, this is
Greek mythology. Yeah, I mean, Greek mythology,
nah,
music.
Man, I tell you, man.
What do you got for us next hour?
No, that's it. Today was a...
Stay tuned, everyone.
No,
he's out.
No, today was a somber day, man. I woke up, and you know, usually I pack my lunch and everything. I woke up this morning about, 6 o'clock, and just sat on the edge of the bed.
You know, the phone was ringing.
No lunch. It was... Because I don't feel like eating. It's just a sick feeling. I haven't felt like this in a while. Because not only did the Eagles lose, it just, you know, a lot of... There's going to be a change. And it's a lot. It feels like it's going to be a lot of changes.
Well, and it now feels like we're at a pivot point for what we thought a year ago could become a dynasty, right?
Yeah.
Like this is now the pivot point offseason to where they got to get back to be a truly elite team, or we'll go back and look at as kind of a what if. Like, what if they had stayed on that track? Because this year they clearly were not an elite football team. All right, let's hear from Saquon Barkley, who was a big reason they were elite last year. Not as great this year, though I thought he played well down the stretch, right? The last month, yesterday. Now, he did have the drop on the 3rd-and-3. Not great.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought as a runner yesterday, he ran well. I mean, over 100 yards. I thought Saquon had a good game yesterday. Let's hear from Saquon Barkley. Asked about the mood in the locker room. And, you know, he kind of talked about this before, that it just wasn't a great mood on the sidelines during the course of the season. Here's Saquon after the game.
You've talked this season about the mood on the sideline at times. I was wondering on that final drive or really in the second half what the mood was like on the offensive side of the ball.
Common thing, same stuff. You just did a good job there.
So, you know, he has been hitting on it all year that he thought the atmosphere on the sidelines was just not good the whole season.
Yeah. I mean, and it kind of makes you wonder, and I know he's not going to tell you, but exactly what exactly is that?
Right, like why?
You know, and it sounds like it's not just players. It's coaches. That's why I say there is going to be a change. I don't know what it is. You know, and I know everybody's like, what are you talking about, Hugh? I'm not in the locker room. This is strictly locker room stuff, Joe. This is strictly locker room stuff. But he's alluded to it. The players have alluded to it. There's been reckless speculation about, you know, how much this offense is being handicapped by the quarterback. There's speculation about the coaching and whether or not it's good enough. You cannot come back next year. You cannot run it back. We can't do what the Fields did a year ago. We can't just say, okay.
I agree.
You can't run it back because there's too many questions about what the problem is. and nobody has a direct answer.
Yeah, the question is it minor changes or is it or is it major and drastic changes, yeah. right? Like, that's the question. I mean, I think everyone, I mean, we are officially on Petullo watch. We're going to be on Petullo watch probably for the next couple of days until we hear some news. Adam Schefter this morning in ESPN said he expects the Eagles to make changes to their offensive staff. Now, does that mean Petullo's demoted or is he out of here? I don't know. And do they bring a consultant or is it a brand? I don't know what that means, but I think we're all on Petullo watch for the next few days. But then from there, where do they go? And can they get one of the top minds to take this job? I think it's a little bit trickier to give away this offensive coordinator job to the guys, the names we want, than you might think. You know, I'm seeing stories. Mike McDaniel is interviewing for all these head coaching jobs. Like, the idea that we're just getting the number one offensive mind because we want to, it might not work out that way. I mean, if he gets a head coaching job, he's taking a head coaching job. Let's talk to Self in North Philly. Hey, Self.
What's going on, fellas?
Self.
Yo, allow me to just long talk for a brief minute, because this might be my last call, man. Like, first off, I don't know why it takes a rocket scientist to see that the two times you got experience, OCs and had Jalen progress and got to the Super Bowl. The two times you hired from within, you get bounced in the first round. I don't know why to y'all that's so difficult and hard to see or believe, but to me, it don't take rocket science to see that. And it's funny how when Brian Johnson was here calling calls, y'all were like, this guy's an idiot. He don't know what he's doing. He don't know how to call plays. Da-da-da-da-da. But Petullo, y'all want to give a pass to.
Well, I didn't do that. Hold on. You're on our show. I didn't. I blame Jalen then. I blame Jalen now.
Y'all get Petullo justifications and excuses. And then want to, you know, blame Jalen. But you don't, you didn't. What happened when Shane Steichen was here, Kellen Moore was here, and he was, you know, doing what he was doing?
Well, I don't think he played well with Kellen Moore. I mean, I don't think he played very well with Kellen Moore either. He hasn't played well for years.
Okay. Yet he's been to the playoffs every year he's been here. That's neither here nor there. A.J. Brown, that clown, got to go. He was a head case then. That's why the Titans got rid of him. And for whatever reason, Philly teams think they can get players in here and rehab him. A nutcase is a nutcase, no matter where it goes. He has to go. You know what I'm saying? Not only is he a nutcase, but he drops passes in the most crucial moments. You got to move on from that. You know what I'm saying? You have to get another receiver here. Now, to say this, Jalen did not play a good game yesterday. He played okay, but he didn't play the game he should have played. And Devontae said it himself. If this scheme has been the same since he's been here, then that's a proven there's something wrong with the scheme. And it's Sirianni's scheme. That's why I told y'all months and months ago that this, that Howard Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie wants to get yes men in here. They don't touch Vic Fangio's defense, but they want yes men in here on offense that they can get to do what they want them to do, because they know an offensive coordinator that's established not going to have that. So that's another issue. And to be honest with you, finally, I'm going to address the elephant in the room. And I'm going to call a spade a spade. Y'all want a white quarterback here.
Oh, stop, Self. Stop, Self. Stop, Self. Stop.
Hey, say what it is, man.
Well, no. Because that was the Self. No, Self. No, Self. Self. No, Self. No, 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 no. I want a quarterback to play great. I don't care if he's black, white, green, blue, or orange, Self. I want a quarterback to play great. Don't do that, man.
What do you call a quarterback that gets you to two Super Bowls?
No, no. Teams, 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 teams.
He don't have the line.
You know, Self, stop, Self, stop, Self, Self, Self. I didn't even mention Josh Allen once today. You know and I know Jalen's not in his class. He's not in his class as a player, Self. You know it. Don't make it about race.
He's the greatest.
Well, no, but don't do that. No, you're frustrating me. Don't do that, man. Josh Allen's going to wear a gold jacket in Canton one day. Let's be honest about things. He's an all-time good player, or great player. Jalen's not. Like, we don't have to do that. We just don't have to. I find it to be embarrassing. Like, I'm embarrassed for the audience having to listen to that. Self, I like you as a caller, but don't do that, man. Don't do it. Jalen didn't play great this season. You know that. I know that. That's it. Jalen didn't play great this season. Now, the coaching wasn't great either. The offensive line wasn't great for running the football. Saquon didn't play. I mean, they all didn't play great. The offense stunk, but just don't do that. I'm just tired of it. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Huge old Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's going on?
Guys, first of all, that was a waste of an offensive season. I feel like Nick Sirianni had multiple times to change his offense around to do something different. And to me, nobody's excluded from being off the hook today. The defense that we talked about so much, we lost to a team yesterday with no wide receivers, no tight end, just McCaffrey and Purdy. So I didn't see nothing from our new acquisition of Phillips. I didn't see nothing from Nolan Smith. Jalen Carter, the big bad wolf. We got no pressure on Purdy yesterday at all.
You're right.
Why was that? We talked about our defense is so dominant. We let a fourth-string wide receiver, Demarcus Robinson, torch us yesterday. So the defense ain't off the hook either. Our offense off the hook. It's on Petullo. It's on Jalen Hurts. It's on Nick Sirianni. To me, guys, this is the second time in 3 years that we had an offensive collapse. And people could say it's not like 2023. It is, in a way, because we lost first-round exit. Offense still ain't doing nothing. It's still in the same way like a collapse. And, yes, Petullo, that last play, Jalen Hurts played average. He's not him. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, he has a good resume, but he's not him. Because if he was him, he would have put that team on his back yesterday. He would have used his legs. He would have. I didn't see Devontae Smith get any touches yesterday. How, as a quarterback, I don't care if you don't like the play call Petullo put in there. Jalen Hurts has the right to change the play call, does he not?
Sure he does.
Can he change the play call? Yes. And get Devontae involved and get AJ involved. I don't want to hear nothing else from AJ Brown. This guy talked all year about getting the ball, and he dropped, I said three passes yesterday. He dropped three balls, man. And he talked all year about feeding me. I like to dominate. You had a chance to dominate, bro, and you didn't dominate. You wasn't in the game. I feel like, to me, Nick Sirianni on the high seat. You run up to A.J. Brown yesterday, and I didn't see you run up to Petullo one time all year, but you're going to run up to A.J. Brown because he don't get off the field, but you couldn't run up to your offensive coordinator and ask him what the hell he was doing yesterday.
Well, that would have been a scene. Sirianni running up on Petullo?
Yeah. Joe, it's embarrassing. We lost to a team that was depleted. That's what makes this thing so much more embarrassing, because we lost to a team with no receivers, a tight end that got tore his Achilles early in the game. Yeah. We should have blew them out yesterday. And to me, I would go get a hardball on somebody. To me, Nick Sirianni, because this happened on his watch 2 years, twice. And to me, Howie, every year the Eagles get to a Super Bowl, the next year we don't know how to play football. I don't know what's the problem with that. I don't know how it make sense. How you go from a Super Bowl team, a dominant team, and the next year you cannot play offense? To me, it don't make sense. We got to make changes. It got to be a lot of changes. Like you said it, AJ Brown might need to be gone. And Sirianni, to me, he's on the hot seat. And if Jeffrey Lurie and Howie are allowing this, it's something wrong with management. If I don't see Petullo out of here in the next 3 days, he don't know what he's doing. That last play, he called all verticals on the last play. So he had everybody run to the end zone. It was like a third and nine, a fourth and nine, fourth and 11. Why do you have everybody running the same route, everybody running the go route? What kind of call is that? And AJ, I mean, Jalen Hurts throwing the triple coverage. Like, what are you doing, bro? Like, to me, there's something that has to change. Draft a quarterback. It got to be some changes, though. We can get a quarterback. We can get a coach. Like, let's get it done. There got to be some changes, because we talk about dynasty. Like, this team didn't know how to play football the year after winning a Super Bowl, and that's your problem.
Well, it's bad. And it is the similarity, and Terrence Priest-Ifongo, the similarity to 2023 ended up being just the inverse, right? It was the offense that killed them, just like the defense killed them, you know, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, the part that makes this complicated, I mean, I do think Petullo's going to be out of here, if I had to guess. And I don't think it's going to take 3 days. I mean, I think we're going to get some sort of word on Petullo sooner than later, that they're going to move on at offense coordinator. But the part that makes this, like, complicated, and the fact that they have to move fast on all these decisions, Hugh, we're not that far from them having to pay the defensive players. So they, to me, the hard part is, do they still believe in these offensive players? So they want to keep them, right? But that means you're going to have to start letting some of these defensive players walk or not re-sign them when it's time. Or do you say, these offensive guys are going backwards, I'm going to start moving off them little by little, I'm going to pay the defensive guys. This is now, the clock has started to tick on this group.
You need to figure it out, Joe. I can't answer that question today, because today emotions are raw.
Yep.
And I'm being knee-jerky. These are the times where, you know, when your significant other tells you, when you've had a big fight, we just don't need to talk today, because I don't want to be reactionary. I don't think you can. I can make that decision today because it's still too raw.
I understand.
You know, but it's the reality of it is this. Like in any relationship, you know something is going to change because it has to. It can't go like this. And that's the reality of it. I don't know what that is. I don't know. It's to the point where you feel like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We can't be together. If you're talking about two individuals, we are better apart than we are together. I honestly don't. I'm not calling for anybody's job, but when I think about this fan base and the reactions that we have today, it's gonna be hard to sell this diehard fan base on bringing everybody back or running
this
back.
It's impossible. Yeah,
running this back the way that it is.
I agree.
And the guy that's at the forefront of all of this is Kevin Petullo.
Yeah, he's whether or not it's 50% his fault, 20%, 10. I don't know what the right number is.
He's at the forefront.
He's going to take the fault,
and that's the reality of it. But I don't want to. You know, we've been recklessly speculating all morning, but I do know this: we can't do it like we're doing it. Can't happen anymore.
Man, I just keep thinking about so many moments in that game. Like if you told me with 6 minutes to go, Kittle, you know, whatever it was, maybe 5 minutes to go at that point. Kittle tears his Achilles. They're up 13-7 at that point. That they would score only 6 points the rest of the game and lose to that team. And then that team would get 16 more points the rest of the game, considering that. I mean, those receivers that they were moving the ball with yesterday, it's like, really? DeMarcus Robinson? I think they completed four passes to the fullback. What decade are we in here? Juszczyk had four catches.
Oh, and he's an all-pro.
Is he going to the Hall of Fame? He's been to like 10 Pro Bowls.
Yeah.
What did you say? So
he makes all pro every year at fullback by default.
I know.
Like, I don't know why they have that.
You're funny.
Don't even give him an induction. Just give him a plaque.
Like, yeah.
You're funny, man. You're a funny guy.
But I can't believe
it's true.
I can't believe they won.
Like, you're a funny guy, man.
Player for player, when Kittle went out of that game, you're like, how are they going to win this game? And they did. And it's thanks. Tyler is a Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Tyler.
Hey. Joe, I hope your ear is feeling better.
I'm better today. Yeah, my brain is hurting today, though.
You and me both, Joe. The Eagles, in one sense, I'm upset that the season's over. In the other sense, I'm happy I can hopefully get these migraine headaches to start going away when trying to understand what this team does to us on a week-to-week basis. Hugh.
Yes.
Why I got on you, and I say this often, I love you so, so much, man. Why I kept saying we need to put up more than 21 points is for cases like yesterday, where you get an offensive mind like Kyle Shanahan, that even with a depleted roster, found a way to touch you. I mean, it is egregious to me when I went back and looked at the average yards per play for the 49ers, 6.2 yards in that game yesterday. where our offense, fully loaded, could only put up an average of 4.3 yards per play. It was egregious to me how we've been screaming all year, don't throw the ball 2 or 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, or on a third down where you need 12, 13, 14, 15 yards to get a first down. You're just taking these little dink and dunk plays underneath or a run play, like you're conceding, hey, we're going to punt the ball. Where is the fight in this offense? The team that Howie Roseman put out on that football field yesterday was a Super Bowl winner that just didn't have the heart to go win the Super Bowl again. That hurts me as a fan, man. It hurts me because you had third and fourth string guys on their defense who were making plays. Eagles fans might not remember the name, but Eric Kendricks was a former Cowboy. He was couched. He was finished. He was probably done. They brought him back in. He looked like the second coming of Luke Kuechly out there yesterday. He finished with 10 tackles. The pass breakup that won the 49ers the game. You know, I'm sitting there watching and I'm saying to myself, every game, if you go and you look at every game before the Chargers-Patriots game came down to the final drive, I would take that scenario every single time. Our Eagles offense down 4, under 3 minutes, all 3 timeouts with the ball, Jalen's hands with our guys to go and win the game at home. You had everything at your disposal to go and lead a game-winning drive 65 yards down the field and win that football game.
Yep.
And when you finally got into the red zone, when you finally, we talk about it, Joe and Hugh and Kyle, those gotta have it moments, they didn't come through. And it kills me because, like, what do we say about big-time players make big-time plays? If you let an opportunity like that slip away, you don't know when those opportunities are going to come again. And that's what pains me. A.J. Brown, you've done a lot of good things while you've been here. But the drops that you had yesterday, especially the one cutting across midfield, that is absolutely deflating and demoralizing to a football team that believes in you when that ball comes to you and full effort's not being made. And the last play call, I don't know if this has been said, but I would have rather taken the delay a game for 5 yards and kept that timeout in your back pocket, because the second you called that timeout at the end of the game, you had to convert on
that
play.
Yeah, that was that play was the game. Yeah, Tyler, I thought about that in the moment. Tyler, good phone call. I'm not mad at Sirianni for that one. I mean, I get it, right? Like, if they save the timeout and they don't get the fourth down, they could conceivably get the ball back one more time after the Niners punt. But, I mean, let's be realistic about it. The ball was on the what? Where was the ball? 15-ish yard line? 20-yard line?
That sounds about right.
Okay. I mean, where are they getting the ball back and how much time is left, even if they get 3 stops right away, like 3 runs and timeouts? It's probably going to be 20 seconds, 25 seconds.
Not enough time to do anything.
And you have the ball in your own 40. It's probably a Hail Mary. I mean, it's a throw and a Hail Mary. I mean, I understand the point. I mean, there's a lot of, I didn't think it was egregious. They had to get the play, right? They had the fourth down, what basically was the game. Whether or not they took, I understand why people said he took the timeout, but I don't know. That one didn't make me crazy. Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Dream team. Hello.
What's up,
Will,
man?
Good afternoon.
I mean, like, my question is, like I said, man, I really wanted to know, like, as far as asking Howie Roseman, right, why would you give a coach the title to elect an offensive coordinator when you took his offensive coordinator play calling away? Like, why nobody never asked Howie Roseman that? Like, what type of sense do that make? Can you make that make sense to me?
Well, I get it, but if they don't allow him to pick his staff, what is he doing here?
That's my question.
I know. I just like they took away play calling, right? He has no say in the defense.
Right.
He won this. They won the Super Bowl last year. Like.
Right.
I think they threw him a bone and said you could pick your guy this time. Obviously, we got to take that away now. We can't let him pick his own guy anymore. That was a disaster. Right.
And you know, like I say, I'm a diehard Eagles fan, and you know, I went along with the, you know, when they hired the offensive coordinator, and I was like, I just went along with it. But I knew that was the biggest mistake, and I said the biggest thing in the season was not losing all the defensive players, was losing your offensive coordinator. I said that, right, and I met it, and I stood on it because I just knew that, like. As the season went on, that it was going to wind up ending up this way. I didn't want to believe it, but I knew it. You know what I'm saying? Because I love my team. But my thing is this, man. Where do we go from here? And AJ, like, I got to pull you up, bro. Like, them passes that you dropped, you could have caught, man. And I don't know if that was your ego tripping on the field at that moment in time, but that wasn't the right time to actually, like, let your emotions get the best of you. And I'm going to pull you up on that. And Sirianni, for you to react the way that you did, and you had all season, two seasons, three seasons, to react the way that you did yesterday. You didn't do it. And that's what, like, ticked me off too, man. And I'm, like, really so, like, animated right now because I just kept saying, I just hope that we don't allow this last season run slip away for this season. And that's what happened, man. I kind of just saw it before it even happened, man. And it just bothered me so much that we, like, as the coaching and the whole organization allow for this to happen. After you saying, oh, yeah, we're going to make another run and go back to back. And you totally lied to all the fans and everybody that supported you. And I'm pissed off about that, man. And I understand, I know I may sound real animated right now, but this is how I feel, man, because I just couldn't believe that I watched, just like the Phillies, our season slip away off of one dumb play, man. And that's what happened. And I'm going to say this, man, and I'm going to end it. Like this all season, I know AJ is going to be gone because we can't have that. You know, he's a cancer to the team, like, and he's ready to go. And, you know, I really had so much respect for AJ, and I didn't think he was going to play out the way that he played out yesterday, man. And it was a big letdown. And I just want to say, for this Eagle organization, man, it's a lot of firing that you're going to have to do within. And it's going to be tough decisions, but you're going to have to make them. I can't do another season of Sirianni. I can't do another season of KP. I can't do that, man. If you want to see what type of real quarterback Jalen Hurts is, bring him an elite play caller and an elite coach. That's all I got to say.
Well,
man,
I think a lot of people agree with that. Well, we appreciate the phone call. They got to find one, though. They got to find one that wants this job, but it's not getting a head coaching job. It's a good job I think a lot of offensive minds would want to have, but it's also one, if you can get a head coaching job or you get a different situation, you might take that. This is going to be a challenge. It's a big offseason to come. We're reacting to what happened yesterday and your feelings on it all. 215-592-9494. We'll quickly go around the NFL next after Wild Card Weekend, then right back to all your reaction as the Eagles season comes to an abrupt end yesterday on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars.
Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.